Tired of waiting in traffic and standing in long lines at the mall? Well, now you can say goodbye to all the madness. This holiday season, shop at the Brothers in the Spirit online store, where you'll find great deals like never before. There you can find deals on LCD flat screen televisions, video games, fashions, music, and much, much more. Go tell a loved one, tell a friend, tell everybody. Why not just stop by and see for yourself? And don't forget that when you shop at the Brothers in the Spirit online store, a part of your online purchase proceeds will go towards helping Brothers in the Spirit Ministries to take and share God's love with someone who's in search of a hope. Remember, Brothers in the Spirit online store, where shopping is inspirational. On the mountain. Are you in need of a healing? A healing in your spirit? A healing in your body? A healing in your finances? Or even a healing in your relationship with the Lord? If so, visit the Brothers in the Spirit online prayer center. Remember, whatever you're going through, you don't have to go through it alone. Brothers in the Spirit Online Prayer Center, where miracles do happen. You're listening to Raise the Praise on BNDS Jams, where we jam for Jesus. Oh,
come to do, and that is to proclaim as Christians that this is the season that we're celebrating our Lord and Savior's birth. Hey, is your back up against the wall? Does it seem as though all hell is breaking loose in your life right now? Got some bills that you don't know how you're going to be able to pay? Do you need a miracle to happen in your life right now? Well, if so, you've come to the right place at the right time. You see, over in 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, beginning at verse number 6, it tells us to humble ourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt us in due time. It goes on to say, casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Then it says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, he walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Verse number 9 says, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. That's right, you and I aren't by ourselves. But look at verse number 10. It tells us that the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. In other words, after you come through the thing that you've been going through, the thing that's been weighing you down, that thing that's been working on your nerve, after you come through that, you're coming out better than you were going in. You see, our Lord and Savior is going to have restored you and made you more strong, firm, and steadfast in your faith. And when that happens, don't forget to give him all the praise. Well, let me say hello, world, and welcome to Raise the Praise, where it's always a praise jam experience for the Lord. And that's right, you got your boy Flex here doing my thing as I do right here on BNDS Jams and Blog Talk Radio. Shirley, I'm so glad you've taken the time to hang out here with me here on Raise the Praise. And because you've done so, I'm trusting that something you hear will inspire you and cause you to make BNDS Jams a part of your daily jam experience. And speaking of jam, let's keep the jam moving with something from Dwayne Woods. Let me ask you this. Are you in need of anything today? Need some joy? Need your light bill paid? Do you need your car note paid? What about this? Need some more money? Well, I come to let you know that whatever you need, we serve a God that can do that exceedingly, more in abundance than what we can ask or think. Come on, put those hands together with me again. We'd just like to let you know that you're jamming to one of the baddest online gospel radio stations this side of heaven, and that is BNDS Jams, where we jam for Jesus. The strength of my heart and my portion forever. Saying, yes, he is. The strength of my heart. He is my portion. And my yes, he is forever. Tell me, say, God, yes, he is. The strength of my heart. He is my portion. And my portion forever. Now the writer printed, he said, my heart was wounded. I was pricked in my reins. But he said, nevertheless, God, I'm forever with thee. Then he asked the question, he said, whom else in heaven? There's nobody on the earth. So God, my desire is to be with thee. Now come on, can you make some noise in this place that God is the strength of your heart, and he is your portion forever. We want to help us sing that. Come on, say, God is. Yes. Yes, he is the prince of my heart. He is my portion.
remember that song.
He moves all pain.
Victory.
Oh, yes, he promised. And he will
never,
never, ever,
never,
ever, never come short of God.
He's a promise keeper, isn't he?
Yes.
And he'll never leave me. Never,
yes.
Never,
yes.
Never.
Some good gospel music? Why not tune in to BNDS Jams, where it's always a praise jam experience for the Lord.
Who came and gave the Lord the very best that he had.
You know, we need to give God all that we have. Y'all with me? Yeah. Anyway, one day he walked out. There was a lot of excitement in the town, and people were walking and running, and they had gifts in their arms. And he wondered what was going on. Where were they going? What was all the excitement about? And one person came up, and another person came up, and they came to him, and this is what they said. They said, come. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was a newborn king that was born.
A newborn king.
Oh, yeah. And they had the finest gifts in their arms. Myrrh, frankincense.
Yeah.
And the reason they had this, they had to lay it down before this newborn king. Oh, hallelujah. I want to change the key right here. Yeah. Well, I got up in front of the king and I said this. I said, little baby.
Oh.
Little baby. You see, I'm a poor boy just like you are. You know, I don't have a lot of money. Everybody got such fine gifts, and I'm embarrassed because I don't have those kind of gifts. Couldn't afford to buy them.
Oh.
And you know, I just really didn't have anything that was worthy of you. Because you're the king. You're the king. I forgot. Can I play my little drum for you? Can I play my little drum for you? Can I offer you this sincere praise that I have, Lord? Oh. Yeah. Oh, hallelujah. I feel this thing. Think I want to change the key one more time. Hey. Well, I got my little drum out, and I got the feeling, and I got the grooving with it. And you know what? I looked over at his mother, and she was nodding. She was feeling the beat I was playing. Hey. Yeah. You know what? The Shekinah glory came in the house, and I looked around, and the animals was nodding. The animals was rocking with the beat. Hey! See, when God comes in the building, everybody's got to move. Hey!
I played so
I felt it myself, and then I tried to play my best.
Hey!
Hey, I played my drum. I played it. Then when I looked down at it,
he smiled at me.
Oh. And when he smiled, I couldn't help but cry. I couldn't help but cry when I was looking at the little baby smiling. Somebody that he didn't even know came just to give us life. Me. Oh, he smiled at me and the tears came more. They came, a shiver came over me, y'all. And I couldn't hardly play no more because I saw him look up and I realized he was the light of the world. Yeah. He smiled at me. Oh, me and my drum, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Me and my drum.
And from then on, I knew I was going to bless him with everything I had. Oh, I was going to pray. I'm going to bless him. Hey, if you want your trouble to leave, just bless him with your drum. If you want your bills to get away from you, just bless the Lord. Hey, just look at somebody and say, I'll pray. I'll praise him. I'll bless him.
Hey! Me and my
thank you, Lord. I praise him. I bless him. Hey. Oh, y'all, I feel this thing. I feel it. I feel it.
Just oh.
Thank you, Lord. Hey. Feel a praise in the house. Praise him. Come on, y'all. Just praise him. Praise him. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Go on. Yeah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Christmas is a time for giving. Don't let miles keep you from telling that special someone just how much you love them. Show them by giving them an Amazon gift card. Just visit the Brothers in the Spirit online store to purchase an Amazon gift card. What good is love if you can't give some away? Remember, Brothers in the Spirit online store, where shopping is inspirational.
Even when the seasons change, even when the seasons pass away. So this holiday season, as you get ready for all the gift giving.
Have yourself.
Hello, this is your boy Fletch. Over in Luke, the second chapter, beginning at verse 11, it says, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." This is the season that we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want to encourage that as you celebrate Christmas, don't forget to keep Christ in your Christmas, for he is the true reason for the season. From my home to yours, I want to wish you and yours a happy and safe Christmas holiday season.
Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, I'll try.
Daily, we're challenged at home, in our workplaces, our community, and sometimes even in our personal relationships with the Lord. When those challenging times come, it's always good to get an inspiring word from the Lord. Let midweek raise the praise, inspire and uplift your soul.
It's my natural habitat to be blessed. I was created by a blessed God, put on a blessed planet. I'm a blessed man. What else am I going to be? I got to be blessed.
On his shoulders and of his kingdom, there shall be no end. And he bore the weight of the government upon his shoulders, for surely he hath borne our griefs.
More the anointing, the heavier the trials, the greater the anointing. And I got a feeling right through here, God's getting ready to up my anointing. Shake somebody's hand. Say, I'm going through.
Stop by every Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. for Midweek Raise the Praise on BNDS Jams, which is always a praise jam experience for the Lord. Hey, once again, let me say thanks to everyone for joining me here on Raise the Praise. I'm so honored that each of you have taken a moment to hang out here with me here on the jam to once again send up some praise to our Lord and Savior. Did you know that it's a divine opportunity that's been given to each of us so that we're able to stand before our Lord and King with an offering of praise? Now, just imagine someone calling you on the phone, or you receive a special delivery letter informing you that you have been hand-selected out of hundreds of thousands of people from your country to stand before the throne and read a special tribute before the Royal Queen of Great Britain. Wouldn't that be, for most of us, the opportunity of a lifetime to have been given such honor and recognition? Now just think, to be able to come boldly and stand before the Great One, the Lord of Lords and the King of all kings,
and say to him just how much you love him and adore his beauty. To stand there and be able to tell him just how much you love to worship him. You see, things may not be the way you'd love them to be, but at least they're not as bad as they used to be. Yes, your significant other, or what used to be your boo, may have decided to call it quits and ran off and left you, but at least you still have life and a sound mind. Just think, so many others who started going through what you thought was a bad situation never got this far because they gave up and threw in the towel. But guess what? Despite the challenges and those difficult moments that you went through, you're still here. So just a reminder to you, this holiday season, keep your head and your spirit up and a true praise in your heart, because it's going to soon get better if you faint not. All right. Hey, take this. Did you know that the holidays are a time to celebrate, give thanks, and reflect? They're also a time to pay special attention to your health. Why not give the gift of health and safety to yourself and others while following these healthy holiday tips? Wash your hands often. It's been said that keeping hands clean is one of the most important steps you can take to avoid getting sick and spreading germs to others. Wash your hands with soap and warm water for at least 20 seconds. Also, cover your mouth and nose with a tissue when you cough or sneeze. If you don't have a tissue, cough or sneeze into the upper sleeve or elbow, not your hand. It also goes on to say, cover your cough. Washing hands. Clean hands save lives. Did you know that? Stay warm. You see, cold temperatures can cause serious health problems, especially in infants and older adults. But stay dry and dress warmly in several layers of loose-fitting, tight, woven clothing. Stay safe and healthy in your winter weather. Also, don't forget how you ought to think about managing stress. You see, the holidays don't need to take a toll on your health. Keep a check on overcommitment and overspending. Balance work, home, and play. Get support from family and friends, and keep a relaxed and positive outlook. And also, make sure you get proper sleep. Stress at work. Sleep hygiene tips. To hear these tips and more, just visit www.cdc.gov/family/holiday. This holiday season, we want you to make certain that you remain safe. Well, all right, we're going to keep the jam moving. We once again like to let you know that you're listening to Raise the Praise on BNDS Jams, where it's always a praise holiday spirit for the Lord. Everybody's ready.
No.
Time for giving. Don't let miles keep you from telling that special someone just how much you love them. Show them by giving them an Amazon gift card. Just visit the Brothers in the Spirit online store to purchase an Amazon gift card. What good is love if you can't give some away? Remember, Brothers in the Spirit online store, where shopping is inspirational.
Even when the seasons pass away. So this holiday season, as you get ready for all the gift giving.
Have yourself.
Hello, this is your boy Flex. Over in Luke, the second chapter, beginning at verse 11, it says, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." This is the season that we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want to encourage that as you celebrate Christmas, don't forget to keep Christ in your Christmas, for He is the true reason for the season. From my home to yours, I want to wish you and yours a happy and safe Christmas holiday season.
Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, I'll try.
Keep that dial locked to BNDS Jams, where we jam for Jesus. Have you ever found yourself in a situation that you've never seen or experienced before, and you didn't know how you were going to get through that moment? You searched high and low for answers. However, it seemed like the more you searched, the worse things had gotten. When Christians are faced with those type of challenges, that's not the time to fear, but to trust God, knowing that if He promised us something, surely those promises will come to pass. However, in order for that to happen, it's important that as Christians, we don't begin to confine God to a box. When we return, I want to inspire your hearts with a gift too big for a box.
Fill my love and with all my heart. I give you praise.
Are you in need of a healing? A healing in your spirit? A healing in your body? A healing in your finances, or even a healing in your relationship with the Lord? If so, visit the Brothers in the Spirit online prayer center. Remember, whatever you're going through, you don't have to go through it alone. Brothers in the Spirit Online Prayer Center, where miracles do happen.
Hey, this is your boy, Born in the ATL. Whenever I'm on the internet and I need some inspiration for the soul, I tune into BNDS Jam, where it's always a praise jam experience for the soul.
Just so that you know, this is how it all went down back then in the hood. Jesus' mama, Mary, had gotten married to your boy Joseph. But during the big backyard barbecue throwdown wedding reception, Sister Mary girl was about to lay some heavy baby mama drama news on your boy Joseph. You see, old girl was supposed to be a virgin, but according to the backyard's underground gossip report from a few members of the New Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church choir, it started to smell like something was cooking inside the oven, and it wasn't no Jiffy cornbread either. I can just see my man Joseph standing there saying to himself, "I can't believe this church girl done played me like this." Now, when you look at it from a non-Christian's perspective, who can blame a man? Think about it. Little old Sister Mary girl, who never missed a Sunday church service, a so-called virgin, who's now pregnant, and she hadn't even broken old boy off any yet. Will the preacher please hurry and bless this food so we can know what's really going on? When you really think about it,
ancient hood days couldn't compare to the hood of today. Somebody would be having some explaining to do, and the first person on the witness stand in Judge Maybelline Ephraim's divorce courtroom would be Sister Mary Girl herself. Well, as this drama continues to build, things are now starting to take an interesting twist. You see, according to the ancient biblical traditions, Joseph had every right to divorce Mary based on what would have been considered to the court of law a breach of contract. But because Joseph was a PK, a preacher's kid, he never forgotten about his religious upbringing. Rather than try and handle this heavy, unexplainable drama on his own, he decided to get him some sleep because he knew that God was up to something. That night, while Joseph was asleep, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit." And you can find that over in Matthew, the first chapter, in the 20th verse. Often in life, there are moments when God desires to bring about life-changing miracles by using ways and techniques that are unheard of. However, during those moments, we can get in God's way by telling him what does or don't make sense to us. But it's important that we don't try and place him in a box, but allow him to work outside of our little boxes. Telling God how to do his work and when to do it is an example to locking him in a box. The Word of God teaches us that as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. And you can find that over in Isaiah, the 55th chapter, the 8th and the 9th verse. During this holiday season, don't focus on your problems, but draw your attention to God's awesomeness. The economy may have caused a tremendous setback for you, but sometimes setbacks are really set ups for the great thing that God is about to do for your life. If you allow God to operate outside of your box, watch what he'll do for your life. You'll be glad that you did.
Songs we sing, Jesus Christ we elevate. It's the time of year for worldwide cheer. Let us spread that cheer throughout the year.
Because believe every day is Christmas.
Lend a hand,
lend a hand to my fellow man,
and let the love.
Ready to get your praise on? Why not tune in to BNDS Jams, where it's always a praise jam experience for the Lord.
Again, we've come to the end of another show. But before we go, if you haven't already done so, we'd like to give you an opportunity to become a Christian. You see, becoming a Christian is just as easy as 1, 2, 3. We believe that every person is a creation of God, and yes, that includes you and me. Now, the difference between a Christian and a person who isn't is this. A Christian is someone who acknowledges God, and the non-Christian is someone who doesn't. It just doesn't get any simpler as that. When you become a Christian, you become a partaker and a recipient of every promise that God has given concerning His children. I tell you what, here's one. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And you can find that over in John 3:16. Most of all, it ensures that you will have eternal life with our Heavenly Father in heaven when your life has come to an end down here on earth. When you choose to become a Christian today, it's so easy. All you have to do is just repeat this little small prayer. Just say, Lord, forgive me for my sins. And I invite you into my life as my Lord and Savior. Now, friend, if you prayed that prayer, you're now a Christian. And you have the greatest friend in your life now than you can ever have. And that, dear friend, is our Heavenly Father. Brothers in the Spirit Ministries would like to congratulate you on your decision, and we want to encourage that you find yourself a good Bible-based church where you can begin to grow your relationship in the Lord. And if you've made the choice to become a Christian today, certainly we'd love to hear from you. Just email us here at brothersinthespirit@aol.com. Now, finally, as I prepare to get out of here, I want to thank you for hanging out with me here on Raise the Praise, and I look forward to doing it again on next week. And BNDS Jams would like to encourage that you do your share in helping to cut the number of vehicle accidents and fatalities. Don't text or talk on your cell phones while driving. Take the pledge. Now, until next week, we want you to remember this. There is no problem too big that our God can't handle. Stop complaining about how big your problems are, and start telling every last one of those problems just how big our God is. Now, until next time, you take care and be blessed.
When we get through, we're gonna be home someday.
Just a little while, just a little while.
We're gonna be home. We're gonna be home.
I'm gonna be home.
I'm gonna be home someday.
I'm gonna be home.
I'm gonna be home someday.
You do.
have yourself.
Hello, this is your boy Flex. Over in Luke, the second chapter, beginning at verse 11, it says, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." This is the season that we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want to encourage that as you celebrate Christmas, don't forget to keep Christ in your Christmas, for He is the true reason for the season. From my home to yours, I want to wish you and yours a happy and safe Christmas holiday season.
Make the Yuletide gay. From now on.
Don't let mouths get in your way and keep you from discussing just how much you really feel. Express your love with an Amazon gift card. Let your special someone know just how special they really are to you. With an Amazon gift card, shopping becomes fast, quick, and easy. Just visit brothersinthespirit.com and click on the link online store. There you can purchase, download, and even email an Amazon gift card. What good is love if there's no way to show it? Download your Amazon gift card today and find out how truly amazing shopping can really be. The Amazon gift card can save you time, energy, and money. Get yours today.
Did you know that God, the creator of the universe, has a divine purpose that's uniquely planned for everyone's life? And yes, that plan includes you as well. Brothers in the Spirit's goal is to help take and spread God's love, word, and promises to everyone that He has already predestined for His glory. Your financial support, no matter great or small, will help to make that possible. Consider becoming a partner with Brothers in the Spirit Ministries today. For more information on how you can become a partner, just visit Brothers in the Spirit online and click on the link online giving. Brothers in the Spirit Ministries are empowering brothers with knowledge and tools to change their world.